I was going to say, do you want to tell people about your website and your Twitter links just so they can find out about you?
Yeah, my website is roborton.co.uk, roborton.co.uk, and then Twitter is at Robert Orton, yeah. And on my website I've got, yeah, examples of poems and bits of writing I've done, and paintings and drawings and videos and things like that, yeah.
I take you're a Doctor Who fan, am I right?
I only like one episode of Doctor Who, and that is the episode where they go back in time to speak to Van Gogh. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes, the episode about depression and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I love that. If Doctor Who's on, I'll watch it, but that episode really blew me away, that when he's all depressed and that, and they go back and then they bring him back into the future and show him how loved he is in the future. Yeah, really amazing.
Well, this is a new venture for me. It's a new podcast, and I've basically set it up, and it's called Tea Time. The concept is that you ask people from comedy and music and whatnot, six people that would have over for tea, and yeah. three men, three women, dead or alive, and it's meant to be surreal and silly, so you can go as silly as you want with this. So if you want to just tell us one by one and why you would want them at your party.
Well, I'd have, first guest I'd ask would be probably Hitler, just because, or Adolf Hitler, because I'd ask him to come in first, and so I'd get him to come round at maybe 7:05, sitting down, and then so he could be sat at the table before everyone else walked in, and then I'd get Karen O round, and I think they'd probably get on all right, like. Bit of a chat. She'd be able to hold a conversation with him, I reckon, and then maybe they could chat a bit about music. I don't know what kind of. I guess he was more of a classical man, but he could probably. I think they would have a good chat. Maybe she would like, then I would do some impressions of him or something. Then I would get Picasso around, just so he could maybe lighten the mood a bit. Maybe do a couple of drawings on some napkins and give them as presents. And then, who else would I have? Kathy Burke. I'd get Kathy Burke in just so that she could kind of see the dynamic of the room and how it was going, and maybe add a bit of humour to things. I think what I would ask her to do is come dressed up as, I don't know if you saw it on Harry Enfield, when she was doing Harry Enfield and Chums.
Oh, yeah.
And she was dressed up as, she'd just been to, well, it's Kevin and Perry, and she'd just been to see Oasis, and she comes back to Kevin the teenager, and she's like, "All right, kid, how you doing?" And if she could come dressed up as him, that would be good. And then Hitler obviously would know the Oasis reference, but that, yeah, I'm sure that they might get on all right. And then Margaret Thatcher, I think, just to add like a bit of glamour to the occasion. Maybe she could, like, I don't know, let her hair down, or maybe Picasso could do a bit of face painting on her with like a nice dove over her eyes and mouth and that. And then I would get, lastly, you would have, I'd probably have a couple of, just so I could have a chat with him, really. And
this is obviously the first one I've done, so I'm gonna try this format of going through each one, asking you why you've chosen.
Oh,
each one.
Okay, right.
And because you've obviously put them forward, but I'm intrigued. Hitler, do you not think he's going to be a bit of a party pooper with these little bit racist ways?
No, I think he'd be all right. I think he's very good at speaking. Like, I think he's not one of my heroes, but I do think he was a very, very good public speaker. And I think in a dinner time environment, when maybe they're having, we didn't say what they were going to be eating. I think they might have, well, there's quite a good Indian takeaway around the corner. So we'd get that, and then we'd get the Indian, I don't know what they would all be eating. What, do you know, can you imagine what Hitler would eat as an Indian takeaway?
I don't know if you would like an Indian takeaway, to be fair. I think you'd probably throw the bhajis around the room and stuff at people.
Maybe, yeah.
He seems quite an angry eater, you know. you know, I just can't imagine him being quite a calm, placid person tucking into couscous or anything. I think you'd be quite angry.
I don't know. I bet he ate an ice cream when he was alive.
Well, oh, of course. That's a given that you would, you know, you'd like a nice cornetto. But Karen O is, she's a bit of a loose cannon, you know. I can't work out what she would be up to. She's the sort of person I imagine jumping on the table.
Yeah. Mm. I would imagine her jumping on the table. Yeah. she's always lively. I remember seeing her at Reading and Leeds, and she was spitting wine absolutely everywhere, like doing a fountain out of her mouth, which was pretty ridiculous but funny. I think she would make a good guest. I just wanted to think about people who would bring something a little bit different to it. So Hitler and Karen O. You don't know, I think Hitler would be all right as a dinner guest. As long as he didn't have, I think it was the people around him that kind of encouraged him, that made him into... If you just had him on his own and like you were just having a bit of chat, maybe he would be all right. But, or maybe he would have tried to sway you, like, oh, you know, these people. And then that's when you'd have to cut the conversation off. You'd be like, no, come on, mate, just eat your food.
You're looking at a food version of Big Brother, aren't you? Trying to think, like, what would, like, a bit when they put Ron Atkinson in Big Brother. You know, you're thinking, is he going to be racist again, aren't you? You know, I think that's what with Hitler, you're trying to say, what is there someone else under there? Is he a bit of a partner animal? Is he a nice person underneath all the nastiness?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Tea
time. It's strange because, like, Thatcher, a lot of people, when I would ask questions like this, a lot of people would kind of go straight away in terms of lust objects and people that they really admire. So they would have, I don't know, someone like... Kelly Brook, say, throw Kelly Brook in there, for instance, and then they would pick, like, Vic Reeves or something like that, someone they admire and someone they want to sleep with, you know. But you went with Thatcher, so...
Just so... When I was thinking of these people, I just wanted to put some people together so the room would really fizz, you know.
Mm.
So you could walk in and Margaret Thatcher would be there and she'd be kind of... Just I like the idea of people being at this dinner party and having a nice time, not bringing up all their policies and everything like that. But I don't really know about Margaret Thatcher. I think she was all right or not. I'm sure under all the carnage, she was all right.
In terms of a music act, you could have a music act who played as like a house band in the corner. Who would you have on?
Probably Radiohead.
Oh, they're going to make it miserable.
No, not if they did like some of the stuff off Kid A, if they did... Idiotech. Maybe if they played Idiotech over and over again.
I would genuinely like to say that. I mean, I love Radiohead, but I think even when they're at their best, that he tries to be happy at times, but it doesn't quite come across like that. But yeah, Idiotech would be. I think Hitler would know what's going on if you stuck that on. He'd be like, oh, what's this?
I actually crashed my car to Idiotech.
Wow.
That was a dark moment, Matt.
Jeez, because I really like Amnesiac as well. It's a good album.
Yeah, I think my favourite is Kid A. I did like In Rainbows a lot, though.
Yeah. I've only seen them there once, and it was really good. Like, I saw them in an arena, so it's not the most ideal setting.
Oh, where was that, in Newcastle?
It was Newcastle Arena, yeah.
When was that?
Oh, goodness, it was big. It must be round about 10 years, maybe.
Yeah, I think I was at that tour. And like the Hail to the Thief, or maybe.
Yes, it was, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went to that, yeah, because I went to uni in Newcastle.
Ah, right.
Yeah, so, I loved that. I really enjoyed, I remember really enjoying that gig, yeah, but, yeah, Newcastle's great for music, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've had quite a good few bands coming out recently. I think there was a time where all were associated with Jimmy Nail and Ant and Dec.
Yeah,
and that was a bad time. But yeah, we've got, you know, Maxi Mopart and stuff, and you know it's going good. And I was also going to say as well, just a little plug: you have a show in Newcastle in November, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
is it November the 20th? Is that right?
I think so. Yeah,
yeah, That's at the Cumberland Arms in Newcastle. So if you want to see Rob Dooney's stuff, And also, I was going to ask you as well a supplementary question in terms of this. How do you think you would get on with these people then, as you're walking around the room serving them the takeaway and whatnot?
Hopefully, I get on with, all right. I try to take people as I find them. So if someone's got a really bad reputation, I'd try and chat to them about things that I like. So I just done a show about the sky. So I would, and I like the colour yellow as well. So I would ask each and every one of them. I know Picasso was a big fan of the sky and the colour yellow, actually. But with regard to, and I just saw Karen O at Latitude and she was dressed head to toe in yellow. So I just try and chat to them about things because, you know, they almost like, well, especially the sky. I think if these six people have all got one thing in common, then they've all looked up at the sky before and gone, oh, that's a nice sunset or something like that.
And what would you serve as for afters in terms of cake or dessert in some form?
Well, I was going to say Twister ice creams, but I don't know if you have noticed, but Twister, I know people say things get smaller as you get older, but Twister ice creams have about, they have half in size, I would say, and I opened one the other day and it was, I would say, 3/4 stink and 1/4 Twister. Bad times. So I wouldn't do that. I would probably just maybe get some Viennetta because I can't believe how Viennettas, how cheap they are. They're like 1.50 for a massive slab of ice cream, aren't they?
They are quite a cheap sort of thing. They're always associated with Iceland and places like that.
Yes.
You can't imagine serving Viennetta in Nigella Lawson's kitchen or something, you know.
No, maybe not, but I bet she's had a Viennetta before.
Oh, and hell yeah.
I was waiting for a bus, and I had about 10 minutes to wait, and it was right there in Iceland, so I just went into the Iceland and was just walking around looking at all the stuff that they sell, and I thought it was just all frozen produce, but they've got, like, sweets and beer and all sorts.
Indeed they have, yeah. That, you know, Iceland is very good. Hopefully I'll get sponsored by Iceland after this.
You know, yeah,
that'd be brilliant. And I don't know why, just random question, because I'm sure you will have a good response to this. Have you ever had a really bad date, as in social interaction, you know, that really stays in your memory?
Why do you think I'd have a good reaction to that?
Because some people are saying, they go, no, not really, I'm really good on a date. But I just imagine you're the sort of person like me who's probably encountered random shit and it's amusing. And you probably have a good response. And even if not, you probably make it up. So
let's have a go. One day I went, I don't know, I haven't really been on that many dates. I went on one where I think we went bowling and she couldn't get her fingers in any of the holes, not even like the biggest ones, you know.
Did she have foam hands?
She had foam hands, yeah. But no, something like she didn't want to put her fingers in the holes because I think she just didn't like bowling. I just don't think she liked bowling. So that, yeah, it was weird. I don't really have any. Date-wise, no.
That's not bad. I like the story of the girl who wouldn't put her fingers in the holes, you know. It's
Well, do you know what? The thing about bowling balls is that people say money is dirty. Well, I bet the inside, the finger holes of bowling balls have seen some action, definitely.
They probably have, yeah. And them shoes as well. You can't look cool in them shoes.
No. I do actually know someone who stole a pair of those. Shoes and wears them out, they look all right.
It depends what you're wearing, I suppose. You know, if you wore it with a suit, I don't know.
Yeah. No, you don't want to be wearing a shell suit with a those, do you?
That really wouldn't work. Oh yes, a good one. I've got a good one. I'm working. I'm ad-libbing this. If you could give them a goodie bag at the end, what would you put in the goodie bag?
I would put that, I'd give him a copy of my book, available from robwater.co.uk, that has 112 pages, and every one of the pages is different. I would also give them probably a Pritt stick, because I don't know if you know, but Pritt stick have just got a new formula. And what they've done is, I don't know if you do a lot of sticking, Ian, do you?
I do a little bit of sticking here and there, you know.
Right, well, Pritt stick used to stick it down, stick stuff down, and bits would break off, and it would, you get like lumps and stuff like that, but they've changed it so that it all stays together and none of it breaks off. And might be a bit sad, but I'm sure that if I explain to them how much the formula has improved, then Margaret Thatcher will be very interested in going home and sticking down a collage of whatever she makes collages out of with the new Pritt stick. So what else? So what have they got? They've got a book, they've got a Pritt stick, I don't know, maybe a bagel.
Bagel?
I like bagels, yeah.
Just you plain got, bagel, anything in the bagel?
Cream cheese is good, isn't it?
The problem with putting a cream cheese one in there, they've been in the gift bag for a bit, and then when the final of the night, it might all be a bit off.
Or maybe I could buy like 6 copies of Philadelphia, the film, and then just put the disc in the middle of the bagels. And then they could just, I'd be like, what's that? Oh, it's a bagel with Philadelphia in it. And they'd be like, oh, I can't eat it, the disc's too hard, maybe.
Are you not a fan of the film Philadelphia?
No, I'm a fan. But the thing is with that film is that I was watching it recently. This bit is actually in my show, so I feel like I'm just spouting this off, but this is a true story. I was watching it, and I was streaming it, and the stream got worse as the film went on, and it seemed like the illery got, the worse the stream was, you know. So it was like getting jerkier and jerkier and jerkier, so about 3/4 of the way through, I could barely watch it, because we could barely move. So I turned it off and I didn't see what happened. So what happens at the end? Does he die?
I haven't watched it for years. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he does die, and it's quite sad. Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't want to, you know, spoilers for people at home, but
I thought he might have pulled through that one.
No, I think it was a tear jerker, you know.
Right, yeah.
But I'm sure people can Google this and check if he definitely did die. But yeah, I don't think it. You know, he ended up going up in a hot air balloon and it's all happy at the end. I don't know what film that would be.
What would be written on the side of a hot air balloon?
Where hey, I'm alive. Well, thanks, Rob. You've been brilliant. I've really enjoyed chatting to you. I was hoping it would be pretty silly, and you've done as well. So thank you for that.
All right, pleasure, Ian. Yeah,
And I'll drop you a line when it comes out, and I'll come and see you when you play Newcastle as well. So
yeah, brill.
With him, Todd.